It's easy to say that you're family first or to have any kind of team rules. It sounds good until there's a cost to it. And then when there's a cost to it, people will always ask you if it's a good rule. And bang on 100%. That's his that's job responsibility number one. More importantly, you have to have conviction about who you are and what you do. We're family first here. Your wife's having a baby. You're going to be there for her. Just as when she's not and you're on the Winnipeg Jets playing, you're on our team. And you're convicted to be part of our group and committed to that. So make your commitments and then stand by them.
Winnipeg is not as attractive an NHL city for some players in some... That's perspective.
Some people don't like the colder climate.
Yeah.
I agree.
So if you're going to have rules like this and you're going to say things like this, is this a way to make Winnipeg a more attractive place for players to come?
You know, they just want to know, listen, and I'm, you know, the thought process you and I talked about yesterday, about when you come to move your family to a place, whether it's a sunny climate or not, the most important thing is you think your family will fit in there, that it will have an extended family on your team. And when they sit down and tell you, when you sign here, when you come here, we're a family-first organization, that you follow through on that. So you know what you're getting. And people will now know what they get when they're with the Winnipeg Jets.